You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
David, football, music. Yes, Rico.
Michael, it is that time.
Oh, the quarterback musical chair thing?
Quarterbacks.
All right.
Yeah, the top quarterbacks for this past week. I'm going to start at number 10. Completed a Hail Mary, but he still lost the game. I'm prime time. I'm going Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know what to tell you. I'll leave the bias out of it, but Rico, there are certain plays he looks great, and there's other plays he looks every bit of 40 years old. Brittle, slow to get up, hurting. He played fine enough. They missed two kicks. There was a bogus holding call on a one-yard touchdown by Braylon Allen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll probably end up being okay with him at 10 for this week. Go ahead.
David, anything? No? Good? Okay.
I'm good with him.
At number 9, new to this category, going to go with Bo Nix. They lose the game, but Bo Nix had 216 yards, two touchdowns, a pick. He also rushed for 61 yards.
He's not the reason they lost.
No.
That's all I have to say. I can't. I think this is probably a little high for the weekly performance, but again, it's fine.
Well, a lot of mediocre quarterback play this week. At number 8, we're going to go with a guy who's been on this before. Going to go Jalen Hurts, Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles win, 264 yards, two touchdowns. He also rushed for 33 yards. They didn't light up the scoreboard, but he accounted for the two touchdowns.
And again, I just have concerns about their offense. It hasn't looked right now in 2 years. And even when they were off to that 10-1 start, it has fallen apart. Sirianni's a nutcase. But for Hurts, that was a calming performance. He got some of his weapons back. He could function.
Yeah.
This week, it'll be a good test against the Giants because the D is actually not terrible.
No.
That's all I could say about my team.
At number 7, he put up great numbers, but I had to penalize him for the interceptions. Baker Mayfield, quarterback for Tampa, 325 yards. He also rushed for 29 yards. He had 4 touchdowns, folks. But he also had 3 picks.
It was a tale of 2 halves.
Yeah.
His first half was brutal.
Was it the best of times and the worst of times?
It was, because the second half was like, oh my, you're amazing. You're a Super Bowl team right now. Look at this. It was something else, man.
He put up a 50 burger.
He did.
He did.
He did.
A bright spot for them, like Rashad White is a stiff. This Bucky Irving has injected some life into that ground game and the passing game. Just something to keep an eye on. Like, the Bucs' offense, they're a real problem.
No, they are. Speaking of keeping an eye on this, Caleb Williams is going to make a push for the Rookie of the Year, but right now, at number 6, even in a loss to the Ravens, I'm going with Jaden Daniels. He's been consistently hitting this list. 269 yards, 2 touchdowns. He rushed for 22 yards. He's fun to watch. He's entertaining. Look, it was a lot of hype in this game. Oh, the young versus new. He's going to be okay. But I think the Commanders finally have their QB.
Stud. I'm in love. I'm smitten. I love Jaden Daniels. Everything about him.
I agree. I'm blown away that back-to-back seasons, I know it's not over yet, but back-to-back seasons, you had C.J. Stroud with that rookie year and now Jaden Daniels, who looks really good.
Can I ask a side question?
Maybe you want to take the number 2 quarterback.
Yeah, probably.
Just a side question. And I know there's no way now he feels this way, but at some point, do you think Ben Johnson regrets not taking that gig? That'd be your operation. I know maybe Ben Johnson doesn't want to be a coach, but you'd have Jaden Daniels. Man, that sure looks like good job security. That sure looks real nice.
No, Mike, I think it's good job security, but I think it's the I don't think he wants to be a coach. And that's not to say he cannot coach, but right. I think he's happy. You don't have the responsibility. He doesn't have to go on and meet with the media. He doesn't have to go on 97.1. He doesn't have to do all of this stuff. He could just sit back, design plays, and just look like a pure genius. And
run hook and laterals with your offensive linemen.
Yeah. It works for him. I don't think that being a coach, but you're right, man. If you would have taken that commander's job, oh, boy.
Daniels looks legit.
Let's stay in that game at number five, Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson coming in, and he was pretty good. 323 yards. He had a touchdown. He had a pick. He also rushed for 40 yards. And they won 30-23.
He got away with a ridiculous throw late across the middle for a touchdown. That ball should be intercepted 99 out of 100 times. Mm-hmm. But they won the game. He covered the spread, which I know makes people happy. Good for him.
Yes, he did.
Good for him.
6.5 points.
Good for him.
They won by 7. Make the extra point. That's all I got to say. At number four, we're going to go all the way back to Thursday night game, and I got Brock Purdy in at number four.
David, handle this.
255 yards, 3 touchdowns. He also rushed for 19 yards in a win over Seattle, 36-24.
I'm just going to say it must be a week that's weak because Brock Purdy should not be number four on this list.
Three touchdowns? No picks?
No. Daniels would be number four for me.
Really?
Or I would just slot them down, Lamar Jackson four, but Purdy would be behind those
he
two.
He also won the game, David. Okay. Losing the game, yeah. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That counts too.
Yeah, you got to take the bias out of this rankings. I'm sorry.
That's bias?
Okay. I didn't say it. Leave me alone.
You guys are a bunch of haters. I'm not even listening to you. Wow. You know what? Your guy almost made it too, but I could not. I just couldn't put Justin Fields in because he had better rushing numbers. He scored 2 touchdowns running it in. His passing numbers were merely 145 yards. So
he stinks.
I thought about it, but no. At number three, let's go to Love. We got Jordan Love, Green Bay Packers.
He's back.
200
feels like he's back.
Yeah, 258 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 pick, rushed for 13 yards.
Mobility's not terrible.
Yeah.
He cleaned up the interceptions from 2 weeks ago. Feels like he's rounding into form. Christian Watson also back. That helps. That's their biggest red zone target. That's a guy who they look to. Think he had the most end zone targets of any receiver in football last year. Mm-hmm. That big body helps. It frees up Jaden Reed to do his thing or Romeo Doubs or, hell, they got 17 tight ends. Now Tucker Kraft is a thing.
I'm just glad Romeo Doubs kissed and made up and came back to the team because that wasn't going to go too well. I think his agent was like, hey, Romeo, go say you're sorry. Like a parent grabbing you by the ear. Go and apologize. At number two, let's go all the way overseas. London, Caleb Williams. He crashed the party. 226 yards, 4 touchdowns, rushed for 56 yards.
He's
David,
well.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
Or is he too high as well?
No, that's good.
Is that bias?
I would just caution you. He did it against a team that quit. But he's stacking good performances. He looks much better since week three. I'm good with it. But it was against a team that hates their life.
Funny you mention that because at number one, this guy did it against a team that quit and hate their life. I'm going to go with Jared Goff. Jared Goff,
yeah.
315 yards, 3 touchdowns, and mobile Goff.
It's a thing.
5 yards. There's no stopping this man.
Let me tell you something. Jared Goff every week is putting the league on notice with his mobility, his athleticism, his raw speed.
Jaden who?
Get a GPS on him. Solid 13.4 miles per hour.
Right. Lamar is taking notes. Wow, did you see that run that Jared Goff made?
I stopped by a watch party, and all they yelled was mobile golf.
Mobile golf.
Here we go, mobile golf.
Hey, all I'm waiting for, if I could just make one request, Ben Johnson, if you're out there, read option.
No.
Goal line, read option.
No.
Come on.
No.
Pull it.
Mm-mm.
Jared Goff scampers into the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
Jared Goff on the interview. I think I hurt my spleen, coach.
Touchdown, Mobile Goff. Dude, can Dapper Dan give us a Mobile Goff at some point?
He probably can, but don't do it. So that's your top 10 quarterbacks.
For week 7.
For week 7, and hopefully it wasn't too biased because, yes, Purdy did make the list.
I didn't say it.
97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.